Time now for the latest world sports from the BBC with me, Eddie Adedoyin. Coming up.
Just a tap in to seal victory for Louis Oosthuizen into the middle of the hole. And he completes victory. They stand all around the 18th green at the home of golf. This has been a stunning performance.
South Africa's Louis Oosthuizen wins the Open at St Andrews. Also to come, Sri Lanka's batsmen look impressive against India in the opening test in goal. And Valentino Rossi defies the odds to finish fourth in the German MotoGP, just 6 weeks after breaking his leg. We're on out in a moment, but first to St Andrews on the east coast of Scotland, where the South African Louis Oosthuizen won the Open Golf by an emphatic 7 shots ahead of England's Lee Westwood. The 27-year-old looked impressive throughout the championship, beating the world's best to lift a famous claret jug and take his first major. And the victory came on the 92nd birthday of the former South African president, Nelson Mandela. From St Andrews, the BBC's Mike Naylor reports.
8 years after turning professional and just 4 months after his first victory on the European Tour, Louis Oosthuizen became the fourth South African to claim the claret jug, after Bobby Locke, Gary Player and Ernie Els. He showed no signs of nerves and mastered tricky conditions since heading the leaderboard at lunchtime on the second day. 4 shots clear of Paul Casey going into the final round, the chasing Europeans couldn't make any headway. After bogeying the 8th, Oosthuizen got an eagle on the 9th, and the outcome was assured when Casey drove into bushes on the 12th for a triple bogey. Oosthuizen birded that to double his lead to 8 shots with just 6 holes left to play. Though he bogeyed the 7th, he finished 7 shots clear of Lee Westwood on 9-under. Casey shared 3rd place with Henrik Stenson and Rory McIlroy on 8-under, with another South African, Retief Goosen, 6th. Sean O'Hare and Nick Watney were the leading Americans. And 20-year-old Jin Jong of South Korea won the silver medal for the leading amateur. He shared 14th place ahead of Tiger Woods, who finished joint 23rd.
While Oosthuizen had missed the cut in all his 3 previous appearances at the Open and was a 200-to-1 outsider before the tournament started, so a huge achievement for the South African to take in, as he told the BBC's Russell Fuller.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, after the 12th, it became actually a bit difficult at back 9, you know, having such a big lead. To you know, keep calm and keep focused, and you know, I'm glad I had 8 shots on 17th tee box, and yeah, it was good. I felt like I kept cool and calm the whole way, and you know, hit some good shots, and during the end the putter, just I think I cramped up a bit there, you know, I couldn't get myself to hit the ball, but yeah, you know, it's amazing.
You remain the calmest man in the place, I think. You've already been hugging and kissing family and friends. They've got tears in their eyes, but you seem to be taking this in your stride, as you have done all week.
You know, it's probably going to hit me tomorrow or the week after what I did. But, yeah, I felt like I played really well the whole week. And, you know, that was the biggest goal for me around this course, to keep calm and... you know, I would have liked to keep the record of not going in a bunker, but I went in one day on 14, but, you know, it's all good.
This was also a famous day for Oosthuizen's caddy, Zach Rasego, who's caddied for other famous South African winners in the past, including the legendary Gary Player. He tried to sum up his feelings as they approached the final hole.
It felt so, so good. It felt unbelievable walking down the 17th and coming down 18, you know, trying to keep him calm, and it's an unbelievable experience.
He seemed to be so calm throughout. What sort of conversations do you have on the way around? Is he an easy guy to look after?
It's a mixed bag, to be honest with you. He's been very good this week. He's been very, very he's behaved well. And he deserves what he's just done. You know, he's been calm. He's unbelievable. And I always had a belief that he's going to do it.
Nelson Mandela is 92 years old today. It's his birthday, and it's a very strong image. You the caddy and he the player coming up the 18th there. It's a great day for South Africa.
It's a proud moment, yes, for us, especially the old man's birthday, and winning today on his birthday. It's at St Andrews, you know, it's unbelievable. I'm really excited.
Next, the cricket here on the BBC World Service. Taranga Paranavatana and Kumis Sangakkara have put Sri Lanka in control of the first test against India in goal. They'll resume on the second day on 256 for 2. It's, of course, Mutahi Muralitharan's final test match before retirement, but he'll have to wait a while in his bid to take 8 more wickets to reach the magic 800 mark. Looking ahead to the second day's play, our reporter in goal, Roshan Abhisinghe.
Sri Lanka will resume the second day of the historic first test against India on a high on 256 for 2. on a ground where the teams batting first have scored more than 400 plus runs in the first innings, and with a record of 60% plus wins, the Lankans should be confident of something special. For India, it has been a rather thin bowling lineup, which has suffered at the hands of the quality Sri Lankan batting, with Jayawardena having an imposing record. And with Samarawira and Matthews to come, Sri Lanka should be definite favourites to make something huge on day two. As far as India go, they will be looking to their experienced batting lineup, which includes Tendulkar and Dravid. All in all, day two should be a fascinating affair between bat and ball.
Dani Pedrosa ended Jorge Lorenzo's three-race winning streak with victory in the German MotoGP, the race which had to be restarted and reduced to 21 laps following a three-bike crash, saw the return of Valentino Rossi just 6 weeks after breaking his leg, with the Italian finishing fourth. Nick Harris has more.
While so many eyes focused on the remarkable return of Valentino Rossi, it was Spaniard Dani Pedrosa who secured his second victory of the season, afflicting a rare defeat on countryman and championship leader Jorge Lorenzo in a race that had to be rerun after the original battle was stopped following an accident involving Frenchman Randy Depunier. Pedrosa was a comfortable winner over Lorenzo, while Rossi fought a fantastic battle with Australian Casey Stoner for the final podium position. It was only on the very last bend of the 21-lap race that Stoner finally passed Rossi for the last time to secure third place. It was just 6 weeks and one day ago that Rossi broke his right leg, and his performance defied all medical logic as he rode the Yamaha like he'd never been away.
Despite almost perfect conditions, Honda's Dani Pedrosa admitted it was a difficult afternoon.
Sometimes when you restart, it's not the same thing. So I was a little bit worried about this, but when I restart the second race, I felt good again. He overtook me in the first laps, like in the first heat, and we were going good again, alone on front, both. So at the end, I tried to overtake him and try to go a little bit faster. I was spinning in many corners, but I was able to still go fast, and my bike worked very well this weekend. Already from Friday, we were good, so I want to say thanks to my team.
To cycling, and Frenchman Christophe Riblon won the 14th stage of a Tour de France. A 185-kilometre ride from Revel. Luxembourg's Andy Schleck retains the race leader's yellow jersey. With more, here's our man on the Tour, Simon Brotherton.
The first day in the Pyrenees didn't change a thing at the top of the overall standings in the Tour de France. Andy Schleck from Luxembourg and the defending champion from Spain, Alberto Contador, seemed far more interested in each other than anyone else on the final climb to Aix-Trois-Domaine, at times producing a rather bizarre go-slow tactic that enabled Denis Menchov and Samuel Sanchez to reduce their deficit by 14 seconds at the end, Sanchez staying third and Menchov fourth overall. The Frenchman Christophe Riblon won the stage on his own, the lone survivor of a day-long break. Breakaway group, initially of nine, which at one point had a 10-minute gap. So the stage win going to Christophe Riblon. Denis Menchov second, 54 seconds back. Samuel Sanchez finishing in the same time. And then the Schleck group at 1 minute and 8 seconds. Overall, Schleck still leads Contador by 31 seconds, with Samuel Sanchez, the Olympic champion, third at 2:31. Menchov is fourth at 2:44. Van den Broek stays fifth.
The BBC's Simon Brotherton reporting. And before we go, a reminder of our top story. South Africa's Louis Oosthuizen has won the Open Golf by an emphatic 7 shots. It's his first major triumph. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. You can, of course, get more on our website. That's bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the